6 weeks after a gunman killed its police chief and two others at a nursing home, the tiny town of Kirkersville continues to struggle with what happened. It has put the future of the Kirkersville Police Department in doubt. Residents also remain committed to supporting a local police force. On a weekday morning in Kirkersville, a Licking County village more than 500 people call home, some struggle to find a new normal. The sign inside a thrift store on Main Street reads closed, but a man inside walks out. He complains about media coverage of the recent shootings, and after a brief time, he decides he does not want to talk to me, and he silently goes back in the store. The attention and the murders remain fresh in residents' minds. In May, gunman Thomas Hartless invaded a nursing home, shot and killed his former girlfriend and her co-worker, and Kirkersville Police Chief Stephen DeSario. Hartless then took his own life. Pastor Matthew Van Winkle of Kirkersville United Methodist Church says the crime united church members and the town.
It brought us very close together, not only as a church, but as a community. We were very blessed to have a lot of members of the congregation come together to help respond to the tragic events here. But it was truly a blessing for the church to actually be the church in the community.
The nursing home sits across the street from Van Winkle's church. He once served as chaplain there.
It was terrible, especially from the perspective that I spent several days and several hours inside that building, getting to know the residents and getting to know the staff. And my heart truly went out, especially for the residents who had someone come into their home and terrorize them.
With the loss of its chief, Kirkersville finds itself without a police department. The station remains closed. Black warning tape covers part of the shield on the door. Kirkersville Mayor Terry Ashcraft says the city cannot operate a police department without a chief, so there are no officers working right now. He says city officials are in the process of advertising for a new chief. The city council, though, only meets once a month. 83-year-old Natty Groves runs CRS Carpet Store in Kirkersville. Groves says he supports maintaining a local police department, although he understands funding is always an issue.
They're talking about enacting a income tax to support a better force. But that has to go before election, so I don't know how that's going to pan out.
Would you support that?
Sure. Absolutely.
Groves says since he moved to town 25 years ago, Kirkersville has usually had a police chief and up to three officers.
We lean on them, you know, sure, anything that's going on. They're very good. You always try to better your community. You always vote for your schools, and you always vote for your first responders.
Pastor Matthew Van Winkle agrees a smaller force can be reassuring to a community.
I'm absolutely supportive of small police departments. In communities like this, it's good to have a local presence because they get to know the people in the community and the community gets to know the law enforcement officers. And so you really have that small town Mayberry feel.
Van Winkle never met slain Police Chief DeSario, who had been on the job for only 3 weeks before he was killed.